106.9 The Eagle, and, you know, very special guest on the line today. Who do we have?
Good morning, Heartache. This is Doug Gray, Marshall Tucker Man.
Already, I know this is going to be fun, but I know you are on a tight schedule, so I won't take much of your time, but the Southern Rock Cruise is something that we're getting really hyped for. I am getting really hyped for. It's hard to believe it's already coming up in just a couple of months in January. Before we dig into that, I want to ask you right off the bat, besides the obvious difference, what's the biggest challenge performing on open water?
Well, you know, I didn't do cruises for 15 years before we started doing this about 10 years ago. My biggest fear, and then this is how I'll get to that point. My biggest fear was, hell, I watched Titanic too much, okay? And that was my fear. I live on the ocean, so it's kind of like, it's weird. But that was my biggest fear. So then the doctor said, why don't you put one of these patches behind your ear? I did, tried it, and it got better. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of people that loved us, Marshall Tucker Band, because we would go out there. You know, they give us the freedom of letting us jam. And also, during the day, people couldn't believe when there was ports that we would go to. We would get off with them just, you know, hey, let's go, and we'd go have a drink or go do what we were going to do, according to where we were. And we've been to Haiti and places like that, and everybody does something different. And then all of a sudden, you meet back up again. Go back to MarshallTucker.com. You see all those pictures from helicopter shots that we've done from the boats and stuff like that, the Doug hugs. But the main difference is being out in the water. You have a very captive audience.
Nobody's going anywhere, that's for sure. Well, the Southern Rock Cruise is going to be kicking off January 6th in Tampa, crossing the Gulf of Mexico. You got Marshall Tucker Band, Leonard Skinner, Blackberry Smoke, Dickie Betts, Molly Hatchet. And the thing I like about these rock cruises is, you know, with everybody on the boat, it's not everybody sitting there packed in watching one band. I mean, there's different performances happening at different parts of the boat.
And you know what? That always works. You'll have people say, well, they don't have anything right now because it's raining on main stage on the deck. But there's four other places that bands are playing. Some of them crisscross each other. So you can go downstairs and wait. You can go get something to eat. You can come back. Then it's cleared up, and then the band starts playing.
Yeah, all the way to Mexico.
Then when you come back in, don't try to sneak no snoochie in, because somebody's going, they got dogs in there. And, you know, they're going to smell it, and they're going to take it away from you. But I've never done that. I just watch people sitting over sweating.
All right. Well, the Southern Rock Cruise is going to be setting sail January 6th in Tampa, Florida. Very limited. So get the details. Buy some tickets right now. SouthernRockCruise.com. You can also go to MarshallTucker.com as well. So many great Southern Rock bands and artists all on one boat, plus you. And before I let you go, is there any way special discounted tickets that people can maybe take advantage of right now?
Any one of those sites on the code MTBFAN, you get 20% off.
MTBFAN. Use that code, get 20% off. Doug Gray, Marshall Tucker Band, appreciate it, buddy. Looking forward to the cruise.
Have fun, baby.